Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. The question of the hour, did America invent slavery? You know, if the Democrat Party didn't have ignorance, they wouldn't have anything. I mean, if the reason they rewrite history is because they really don't know history, and they just go along and they throw out stories as they perceive they should be. You know, I mean, when you Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Tim Kaine, I mean, he's a real peach. Kaine came out and said, you know, the United States didn't inherit slavery. We created it. Tim, we are 300 years old, just shy of 300 years old, and we invented slavery. So slavery didn't exist until we got here? Like, nobody else owned slaves. But then Maronis like you would tell me, you know, you Christians and Jews had slaves. That was 2,000 years ago. I mean, like, what's her name? Sheila Jackson Lee. Right? The Constitution, or 400 years old. We've had slaves in this country for over 400 years. Well, if she's talking about the quote-unquote Native Americans, because they had slaves, then she's right. But she was talking about America, the U.S., and us owning black slaves. Brain dead. All right? Just brain dead. I'm sorry, it's just the reality of it. And they were all Democrats. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Vince Everett Elson is the author of a book called The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal-Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America because of the quest for power. We know that. He's got to be on with me to talk about this. The thing I love about this is that here you have, I mean, not that we can't talk to it, but you got white people. There were two or three BLM protests the other day. Now, first and foremost, I had heard that just because, if you're white, just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. If you're white, just because you have a black spouse doesn't mean you're not racist. If you're white, you have a black spouse, and you have kids, doesn't mean you're not racist. So apparently, whatever you do, unless you're a full-blown, left-leaning, I don't know, female, black-identifying person, you're a racist, period. I just find that all amusing, very extremely amusing. Yes, you heard me, because I know somebody's going to write about it. Somebody's going to get mad, they're going to write about it. But you heard me, yeah. Make sure you use more than just the word amusing, because I just find it amusing. It is a no-win situation. It's continually beating you down. This is what these psycho freaks do. They beat you down so you truly believe that you're worthless. Right? You have no worth, and you deserve everything that's coming to you. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. That's what they've been doing to the white kids in college for years now. We've been reporting on it for years on this show. That's why you had those kids curled up in a ball in the corner of some of these college locations, because they felt like they were so useless. It was so bad. It was so useless. It was so terrible. And that's what they do. They browbeat you. Now, some of my Catholic friends will understand this. I grew up with a grandmother who just was a professional at Italian Catholic guilt. She knew how to make you feel bad. All right? And once she brought God into the picture, you couldn't argue anymore. It was over. And that's what these people do. And to show you how whack they are, how they can't get away from this, the House Dems now are introducing a resolution to impeach Bill Barr. They're whacked. Remember, what did I say last year? Investigate to impeach. Investigate to impeach. And this is all these people were going to do. That was it. And you know what? Like New York, like Chicago, like Seattle, if you people, yeah, you heard me, you people, if you people do not get out there, vote, push the vote, make sure your friends and your loved ones vote the right way, I'll have no sympathy for you either. Absolutely none. Now, on Tuesday, the House Dems introduced a resolution to investigate and consider impeachment for Attorney General Bill Barr. Right? Now, couldn't get the president. Let's get what we believe to be his right-hand man. Congressman Steve Cohen, a Republican out of Tennessee, brought the measure to the House floor with the support of 35 co-sponsors. Now, the group alleges that Attorney General Barr has undermined our judicial system and perverted the rule of law. Listen, he's one of the most honest guys in D.C. So if you think he's a pervert, if you think he's perverted the law, if you think he's done all this stuff bad, you know what the rest of the place is like? He added, the past few weeks alone, Barr has ordered the attack on peaceful protesters in Lafayette Park, which we come to find out he didn't, in violation of their constitutional rights, moved to drop charges against Michael Flynn, again, because it was a miscarriage of justice. The president's former campaign advisor, despite his guilty pleas, he fired without any explanation the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York. No, there was definitely an explanation. They just didn't like it. That's the thing. If you don't do what they want you to do, you're not listening to them, and you're doing something wrong. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Did we invent slavery? We're not very good at it. We'll be back in a minute.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Joe Messina.
Strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Listen, you can't be part of the solution unless you're part of the conversation. We've talked about this a million times. Because some of you speaking out with your, you get the latest tweet, so you're all informed. You got the information you need. That tweet doesn't mean anything. You know that by now. Most of you have been listening long enough. You know, you've been paying attention long enough. You know that all they're trying to do is mislead you most of the time. And people react to the last conversation they had. So don't do that. Don't get stuck there. Seriously. All right. So, you know, I've been having some fun with this for a couple of weeks now because I am so tired of the misinformation. You know, I believe there's been a massive failure in our education system when our kids, our young kids, don't have any clue of history. They're pulling down statues of abolitionists because we have to get rid of any reminder of slavery, which I got the biggest kick out of because last I checked, I'm not the most educated guy in the world, but the last I checked, the abolitionists were trying to get rid of slavery. I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong on that one. I haven't got a clue. So our kids are woefully uneducated. And again, I got to tell you, it's our fault. I keep getting on you parents. It's our fault. And I mean, my next guest, before I introduce him, this is perfect. Because, you know, I've been getting on our Christian brothers and sisters. I've been getting on our God-fearing people who have children and say, what are you teaching your children? What are you allowing them to listen to? Where are you allowing them to go? This is part of the problem we have in this country. You're so afraid that your kids aren't going to fit in or you're going to be ostracized or people are going to point to you and go, look at those whacked parents. You need to be a whacked parent, okay, in this light. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power. No kidding. And then he's going to tell us how to defeat them. Vince, welcome to the show. Appreciate your time with me today.
Mr. Messina, I'm happy to be here. And when you're talking about absurdity, I'm still amazed at the absurdity of people trying to stop racism but backing a group that calls itself Black Lives Matter.
Who want to break up? Listen, this is the funny thing about it. You're exactly right. I'm watching churches, and a sister in Christ, God bless her, her and I got together last week. We talked about the bending of the knee. I said, look, you don't bend the knee to anybody but Jesus. And she said, well, the bending of the knee has different meanings to different people. I go, my Bible says it only has one meaning. What do you think?
Of course. Well, people are compromised. And in my book, The Iron Triangle, I talk about these three. You know, before I go into it, let me tell you a little bit about my background so people understand
Please.
Where I'm coming from.
Yep.
I was born on a cotton plantation in Haywood County, Tennessee. My father was a sharecropper, and my mother with him. And my father brought us out of poverty. Right up until I was 9 years old, we didn't have running water or toilet in the house.
Wow.
And he decided to aspire. And he brought us out of poverty by working in the insurance industry that a black man owned in Haywood County, Tennessee. Sure did. And a life insurance company, and my father was very good at it, and we bought a new house in 1972, and he still lives in that house today. And that house is part of our family legacy. But our father brought us out of poverty. I have seven siblings, and we went to college at the University of Memphis. It was Memphis State at the time. And we had a gospel singing group called the Ellison Family. We went around the South singing gospel music at black churches for about 20 years.
That's so cool.
Then when I got married and moved to South Carolina, started working in the prison system, the correctional officer, in a maximum security prison. And I had lived this pretty idyllic life of upper middle class life. And I thought we'd overcome. But this was in the 90s, and it was in the midst of the Clinton crime bill, the one that Joe Biden wrote. And I saw all of these young black men being locked up. And in the 80s, we had three prisons in South Carolina. By the end of the 90s, we had 40. And I wanted to know what was going on because I thought that we had overcome. And I started asking the black intelligentsia, I said, man, what's going on here? And they said, oh, it's these rich white Republicans, man. They're mean and they're vicious. They hate black people. And they're locking all these young black men up. So I decided I was going to resign my post, go into the community, and help these young black men out, keep them from going to jail. And when I got down there, man, I organized a million-man march for the Nation of Islam and all of that. I was into it. But the more I got into it, I found out something very interesting. I didn't see any rich white Republicans in the black community. I would see a leprechaun before I saw one. But guess who I saw? A lot of black Democrats. And mostly I saw this entity that I call the Iron Triangle. And most black preachers, most black politicians, and most black civic organizers. And they were and they were contracted out by rich white liberals for one end, and that was to keep the black community under complete control so they would vote for the Democrat Party, period. And as long as they get 90% of the black vote, they will never change the model. And so that's why I call my book The Iron Triangle. And I tell white conservatives, you have nothing more to apologize for. Nothing. Nothing. Everything that's wrong in the black community is doing it to themselves. We have a large responsibility in our own destruction. And we are voting for the people that are destroying us. And that's the Democrat Party.
You know, I go back on the education thing, and I find this amazing. I get people send me emails, people will call to get mad at me. Look, I can't talk about black issues because I'm not black. I can't talk about women's issues because I'm not a woman. And it's just, but I'm human. We're all human. I'm human. And I say, listen, if you guys haven't figured this out yet, I don't know what to do for you. I'll just keep praying for you. In the days of Jim Crow, you could not teach a black person to read or educate a black person. It was illegal, right? The reason it was illegal is because if you got educated, you'd find a way to get out of the situation you were in. And what has happened for the last 50-plus years in this country is the inner-city kids have gotten a less than adequate education. They're graduating these kids who can't read, who don't understand, who don't know history, and it's the black community to take the biggest beating in those areas. Am I wrong?
Well, no, you're exactly right, but this is the reason for it. One of the biggest reasons for it is that Republicans and conservatives don't show up. There's the old vaudevillian term that says 90% of any gig is just showing up.
Right.
And we don't show up.
Nope.
Right now, I bet you if you go down to these 50 majority black districts and go into these inner cities, you'll find that if there is any Republican candidate, he's getting no money. He or she is getting no money. None. Yep. From the RNC, from the NRCC.
Crazy.
They're lashing out, letting them die on the vine.
This is crazy. All right.
These people
are
Christian conservatives that they won't even do anything with.
No. Don't get me started on Christian conservatives. Don't. It'd be a bad show. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back after the commercial. Vince Everett Ellison joins me, author of The Iron Triangle. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A federal judge has struck down a national moratorium on evictions, saying that the CDC exceeded its authority when it extended the directive. In a 20-page ruling, Judge Dabney Friedrich said that the Public Health Service Act does not grant the CDC the legal authority to impose a nationwide moratorium. The order was scheduled to remain in place until June 30th. An attorney with the Justice Department's Civil Division says the department has already filed an appeal. And the Biden administration has announced its support for waiving intellectual property protections for COVID-19 vaccinations. In a statement, U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai said that the administration will participate in text-based negotiations at the World Trade Organization needed to make that happen. Tai added that the administration will work to expand vaccine manufacturing and distribution as the U.S. secures its supply of vaccine. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. Joe Machine, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Right. Let me just get back to it, because, you know, I love these kind of conversations. There's no foo-foo on the show. You guys know that. I mean, it is what it is. We lay it out there, let you people decide whether we tell the truth or just having fun. But until we are willing to have a real conversation, not dance around the issues, nothing changes. Absolutely nothing changes. If you spew the party line, nothing changes. If you spew the last Twitter headline, nothing changes. So you have to, you know, I'm just amazed that you get these little prima donna white kids that are telling black men and black women out there, okay, that they can't be against BLM. Because, you know, they've been brainwashed in believing that they have to be against BLM. I mean, little white kids with a whole bunch of money in hand. Who do they think they are? This is how far we've come. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians. And, man, are they working overtime at that one. And America in Their Quest for Power. And how we can defeat. That's a part of, like, Vince, when most people write a book, they just tell you what the problem is, but your title, How We Can Defeat Them, I think is a great way to go with this. So thanks for being with me.
Oh, man, this is my pleasure. Like you say, the bigger, that's a problem with the white kids saying, but the bigger problem is that we listen to them. Instead of telling them, why don't you shut the hell up and mind your business? See, that's what I tell them.
Yeah.
Instead, you got grown, you got big black men like me listening to these little white kids telling them what to do. See, look, we bear responsibility for our own destruction. We throw it right back on them. As we were talking about before the race, before the break, when I was talking about Martin Luther King Jr., I have a dream speech. And he said, I'd have this dream that one day my four little children would no longer be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And everybody screams and claps. Well, as I said before, if I'm driving one of my old cars and it's all beat up, and I say, man, don't judge me by this car. But if I'm driving my 2020 Escalade, I say, well, judge me by that. When I tell you not to judge me by something, that's because I'm ashamed of it. And they dry snitched and told us to be ashamed of the color of our skin and said, don't judge me by it. Why? Because they told us to be ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of the color of my skin. Just like you're not ashamed of being an Italian. You and I can sit down and talk about it because it tells our story, doesn't it?
Yep.
You want me to acknowledge you're Italian. You can tell me about when your people came over, probably with the Ellis Island, right?
Yep.
You can tell me about what part of Sicily or Italy you came from. It's part of your story. My blackness is part of my story. I'm not ashamed of it, and don't ask me to be ashamed of it. And if they don't like it, that's their problem. It's not mine. I will not ask to be affirmed by anyone. And this is why I can't stand Black Lives Matter. Walking around here trying to tell people, we got the NY supremacy. Let me tell you something, man. If you're a man, you do not ask for the forbearance of a racist. Racists don't scare me. I scare them.
That's crazy.
That's why I carry a 45. You see that? That's why I carry a 45. But what does Joe Biden and Democrats tell black men to do? Turn your gun. If you're being hunted, turn in your gun. Why don't you just blow your own brains out? Washington Post wrote a story on June 4th. Said since 1968, there hasn't been any narrowing in the wealth gap between black and white Americans. Since 1968. Same thing. They also said that Harvard did a study that says that the schools are more segregated now than during Brown versus Board of Education. More segregated. We have 10 times more black men in prison. We're aborting half of our children. We have crime in the streets, and Joe Biden and the Democrats say they're proud of it. Now, how do we defeat it? Two things. On the short term, vote for Donald Trump. Why? Trump's a school choice. Getting these children out of these bad schools. We talk about the educational system. He's trying to release them. Number two, Trump's pro-life. He's talking about trying to cut down on these abortions so we can have more of our children in the black community. Number three, Trump's going to keep these illegals out. Because what do? They compete for jobs, compete for wages, compete for space in schools, compete for benefits. Now, what else is Trump going to do? He's going to stop violating your right to defend yourself. So if you're being hunted by the police or by these gangs, you can defend yourself. What else is he going to do? He's going to let the black men out of jail that Joe Biden has been locking up for the last 20 years. What else is he going to do? He's going to say, well, you have a health care system that is government controlled, and black people are dying, have the lowest life expectancy than any group of people in America. But what's Joe Biden's plan? Expand the system that's killing you. Now, doesn't that make sense? No, he's going to privatize the system. He's going to end Obamacare. This is why you vote for Donald Trump in the short term. In the long term, this comes right back to us as Christians, Muslims, and Jews.
Amen.
We have brothers and sisters in Christ that are being murdered in the inner cities of America. We want to evangelize, and we want to go around the world telling people about Jesus. We got to start here at home again. We are missing it in our own home. We're like a father that's going around taking care of everybody else's family, and his children are on drugs. We have people here that need our help. That we can get on a bus and drive to their churches on Sunday morning and save lives. Instead, we're going to the Middle East. We're going to going to Asia, going to Africa. That's fine. Go there. But let's take care of home first. If we just went down there,
Vince,
and talked to our brothers and sisters, we can end this.
Vince, I go round and round with pastors that I talk to on a regular basis, a large group of pastors. Like, they're going down to Mexico, all right? I say, look, stop. Somebody needs to help those people in Mexico. I get that. And wherever else you're going, you know, the Dominican Republic, wherever else you're going. What about here in your community?
Yeah.
If you look around in your community, there are so many people that need help, that don't know Christ, that don't know the love of God, and they need help. Mm-hmm. Why not start in your community? I don't know. I'm not a well-educated guy. Doesn't that make sense?
Well, you know what? I had a meeting with Jerry Falwell Jr. today at Liberty University. That's what we're going to start doing. We're setting up something right now to mend this rift between black and white Christians. 85% of black people are Christian. 75% of white folks are Christian. 90% of black people vote liberal. Most white people vote conservative. But we believe the same thing.
Yeah.
You know why? Whenever there's a conflict in a family, you look for the third person. You look for the snake whispering in the ear. And that happens to be the white liberal. They are anti-God, they're anti-Christian, they're anti-family, they're anti-Western civilization. They know that in order to keep power in America, they have to keep us fighting one another. You've seen Star Wars, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
You knew that the Sith understood that in order to keep his power, he had to make Luke and Darth Vader fight one another, father and son. And he goaded the fight, and he sat down in his chair and watched them and laughed while they were fighting. And he made them fight one another. And he knew as long as they had conflict, he had power. But as soon as they came together, he was dead in a second. That's us. and these people know it. They have us fighting over a dead army. The Confederates have been dead for 150 years, fighting over statues, yeah. inanimate objects, while they are taking our children and telling them that their gender is fluid, while they're teaching our children sex education. Pew Research said there are three things you can do that you will never live in poverty. 98% chance you will never live in poverty. You know they are. They said, get a high school diploma, work full-time, don't have a baby until you're 21 and married. And there's a 98% chance that you will never live in poverty in America. What does the Democratic Party do when they get that report? They teach children sex education before they can crawl so they can get pregnant.
Yep.
They destroy the educational system so a guy can't get a job and cannot graduate. And then they put drugs and crime in an area and they and make the area completely inadequate to have business or commerce so they can't get work.
So, Vince, let me paint a quick picture.
Plan.
All right, let me paint a picture for you, and then you can. Why does the black community trust the Dems so much? These people are the people who think that the black community is too dull to figure out how to get an ID to vote, that they can't figure out what City Hall is, or they can't figure out what DMV is, and they can't get a job, so they need their help to get on welfare or food or whatever it is they got. The Democrats praise, the biggest trophy you can get, the biggest accolade you can get in the Democrat Party is the Margaret Sanger Award. The woman who wanted to wipe out the black community. Now, that's the Democrat Party. As of late, Vince, we have our churches. We have pastors in churches that are, I'll say, forcing the congregation, the white part of the congregation, to apologize to the blacks for being racist. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to come together like this. This is just like throwing gasoline in an open flame, isn't it?
Of course it is, man. But you know what? Two reasons for it. One is Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh.
Where, you know, doing slavery, you know Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh,
where,
yeah.
Where you,
I didn't think of that.
We're treated so... Yeah, yeah. You know Patty Hearst was the most
yep.
famous person suffering from it. They kidnapped her, beat her up, put her in a closet. And by the time she was finished with it, she was helping them rob banks. Well, when you have black people that have been under slavery for 400 years, and for the last 220 years under the Democratic Party, that after right. after Reconstruction,
hold that,
they would kill you.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We're blooming capitalism here. Be back okay. in a minute. Don't go far. Vince will still be with us on the other side of the break. You listen to Real Side.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Look, if you head up to the website, okay, I mean, all these social platforms, they really squelched us from making any money, and I'm not begging, I'm just telling. So if you head up to the website, click on the donate button. Look, here's the deal. For this, especially for this month, you know, anybody who donates over $50, I'll send you a copy of my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, All the Things that the Left Has Called Me and Called Us, but it's just a farce. It's just a joke. So more than happy to send you that. Vince Everett Ellison joins me. He's the author of a book called The Iron Triangle, Inside the Liberal Democrat Plan to Use Race to Divide Christians and America in Their Quest for Power, and How We Can Defeat Them. And that's the big kick, is we usually don't talk about the solution, and you need to have a solution. And you know, the other thing, too, while I'm on the rant here, will you stop being afraid? You know, you especially you Christians out there, stop being afraid. As long as you're speaking the truth, and I do, it's not a cliche, you're speaking the truth in love, don't be afraid of what to say. We are not going to fix this issue. We're not going to become strong like we should be unless you decide to really step out in faith and do what God's called you to do. Vince, thanks for being with me. Appreciate your time with me.
Man, I'm happy to really be with you. But it comes down to this cliche that I hope that we understand what you were saying. I feed off what you were saying. The opposite of love is not hate. It is indifference. It's you just not caring. And this is what the black community feel from white conservatives, that they just don't care about them one way or the other. And because of that, they have no credibility with them, and that's what we have to change. It's showing up. You know, we have to remind them who they are. I went to a funeral one time. This boy was at his dad's funeral. He's crying and acting a fool. They had to take him out to church. My daddy told me, Vince, come on. I was a young man. I was like about 21, 22. Boy's crying. Daddy knowing. People out there rubbing on him and trying to, you know, oh, it's going to be okay. My daddy pushed those people aside and said, Robert. And when the boy didn't answer crying, my daddy slapped the hell out of him. Bam! Right in his face. And he stopped. He said, boy, your mama, if you're burying your daddy today, your mama in there looking at her dead husband, you're acting a fool. Straighten up. Your father would be ashamed of you. And he gave his hands and said, now wipe your face. Go in there and sit down beside your mama. Act like a man. And I don't ever want to see another tear come out your face again today. Robert said, yes, sir. He went down and sat down and acted like a man. We got to grab black Christians and remind them who they are. Walking around America, shaking your fist, burning down buildings, what cause you won't be affirmed by people that you, by white people, affirmed by them? You know, Larry King, the old CNN guy, gave this story talking about his favorite interview. He said, my favorite interview over all my thousands was Martin Luther King Jr. in 1964. He was integrating a hotel, and I was down there. And when the police came to arrest him, they asked him, what did he want? And King said, I want my dignity. See, I hate that story because it implies that a white man can give King his dignity, or any man can give you your dignity. Your dignity was given to you by God. John Locke said in the Second Treatise of Government that these are unalienable rights that government cannot give to you nor take away. They are unsellable. They are irrevocable. They are non-transferable. They belong to you. King said, we come to the government, that's our unalienable rights. You don't come to government for them because they are yours. They're like your DNA. They're like your children. They cannot be taken away. They can be infringed. They can be abridged. They can be violated. But they cannot be taken away. And they planted a poison pill in the minds of America, white and black, that says you have to come to government for these things. And these are things that government cannot do. They say the police are supposed to protect you. That is a lie. They are not clairvoyant. This is not Tom Cruise in their movie Minority Report, where they can see crime before it happens. 95% of the crimes have been committed when they get there. They are an investigative and an apprehension unit of the government. Your protection is yours. And if you will not take on their responsibility, you will not be protected. That is what the Supreme Court has ruled. It is a fact. And yet they talk people into giving up their right to defend themselves. It is an unalienable right. See, we got to teach this again, Joe. We got to tell people this because they don't know it. We have to re-educate our people about freedom. It's not about, son, whether you like a gun. It doesn't matter. You might not like to work, but you got to make money. You have to defend yourself. You got to defend your family. You got to defend your property and your children. Because if these riots did nothing else, they obliterated every argument against the Second Amendment. Why do you need an AK-47? You know now. Because these mayors will tell their police to sit down and allow a thug to kick in your door and kill your whole family. Mm-hmm. That's why I need an AK-47. You see those two, that white couple on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Their mansion? I love them, man. I wish they lived beside me. Those are my types of people. The police stood down and they stood up. Let me tell you something. To vote for a black person to vote for the Democratic Party is like a chicken vote for Colonel Sanders. It's ridiculous. We, though, have to grab our white Christian brothers and sisters and tell them who they are. Remind them, you are an heir of Jesus Christ. You are not a victim. The leftists told you you're a victim. They told you you're ugly. They told you that you ain't no good. They told you that you can't produce for yourself. They told you that you hate it and you're despised. And you go out and you mimic this to the world. You are not that. You're more than a conqueror. See, the reason why I'm a challenge to the abounder is one basic reason. I know who I am.
Yeah.
I know who I am. I know I'm an heir of Jesus Christ. I know that you cannot touch me until he allows it, and when he allows it, it will be okay. I'll be fine with it. Up until that time, I will not stand by and not in the presence of evil and say nothing. You are murdering children. You're saying that the ones that are born, you put them in schools that are monster factories. And you are conducting a cultural genocide against my people. And what? And the only thing we can do in the short term, in November, vote for Trump. And then us Christians have to go back to the people, our brothers and sisters, and be the good Samaritan again. Because the guy that was beat up thought that the Levite and the priest was his friend, didn't he?
Yeah.
But he thought the Samaritan was his enemy. But the Samaritan did not think he was his enemy. When he saw him, he helped him. We know we're not their enemy, Joe. We know it. But they think we are. See what I'm saying? So what do? We go back and we help them. The very one that they thought would do them harm. When they see you go down there, you're this Italian, they say, I'm with you, brother. He goes, holy man, I thought you hated me. Why would you think that? I never see you. Well, you see me now. Take my hand. That's how we change it.
Oh,
that's how we do it.
I tell this story not to poke at anybody, but I went to a church that was predominantly black. I didn't go looking for predominantly black church. I ended up in a church where the pastor was great. I loved him. Great message. And we stayed. And I'll just put it this way. You can easily find us in that church. Okay? And one day the pastor was talking, and he said, you know, I've had it. I've been told, and I can see from here, that some of you will not take the hand of a white person when we go to pray. Are you serious? And he went off. And at first I started, like, I felt like there was a spotlight on me, right? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then I realized, no, this is what Jesus did. Okay? He called out the injustice. He called out the, come together, grab the hand. We're all supposed to be here in the love of Christ. We're all one in Christ.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Right. It was fantastic. Yeah. But how many pastors, how many churches are doing that? You know, both sides
they're
of the
not.
Aisle. Yeah.
They're not, because the Iron Triangle talks about the fact that the black preachers, especially on the tape, the white liberals are paying them to support. You know, the Christian faith is absolute in a lot of things, like, you know, life and freedom. These guys are preaching Christianity in the pulpit on Sunday and going out and supporting politicians that support abortion, support keeping prayer out of schools, support transgenderism, things that are completely against their religion. They are marching now the Black Lives Matter, which is a Marxist, anti-Christian, atheist organization. They're just trying to save these people, not marching with them. They should be trying to bring them to Christ. Because believe me when I tell y'all, riot and vandalism is not of God. And let me tell your white Christian conservative listeners something. All of you understand this. You have nothing more to apologize for. America has repented. Forgiveness cannot be earned. It should not be expected or wanted. All you can do is repent. You cannot expect forgiveness from the person because they are controlling you. Jesus says, I forgive sin. But America has paid close to a million in the civil lives in the Civil War, $22 trillion since the Great Society, and yet they say we want more. No matter what you do, you can take down the flags, you can take down the statues. These people are going to want more. They are a bottomless bucket because victims are that way. And they will take until the host is dead.
Right.
And we have to say enough. They are slaves looking for a master.
We are up against it.
Looking for a master.
And people can find your book at irontrianglebook.com. Irontrianglebook.com, or you can head over to Amazon. You can get it there as well. Vince, we're going to have you back. Really enjoyed having you on today. We need more of this kind of conversation among all of us. So thanks for being with me.
Brother, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. We'll be back in a bit.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?